From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon says the leadership of Taliban forces in Afghanistan has been effectively broken by the military action there. But Pentagon officials also warned today that the Taliban's supreme leader, Mullah Mohammed Omar, has not yet been subdued, and that the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar has not yet fallen. They also said they have no information to support reports that anti-Taliban forces have captured one of Osama bin Laden's top operatives in Afghanistan. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Until now, none of bin Laden's top associates is known to have been captured alive. But the Los Angeles Times reported today that rebel forces in Afghanistan have detained the son of a blind Egyptian cleric who was convicted for his role in the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. The father, Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, is currently jailed in the United States. The son, Ahmed Abdel Rahman, is reportedly being held in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif and being interrogated there by U.S. officials. But Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, Deputy Operations Director at the Pentagon, says that would be news to him.
I have seen a lot of reports, including intelligence reports, certainly, and have not seen the report about al-Rahman at all. Nor do I have any reports that the U.S. has custody or is detaining any individuals at this point.
U.S. officials say some senior Taliban leaders have been arrested by rebel forces or have defected. U.S. intelligence operatives are now interrogating many of those people to gather knowledge about al-Qaeda operations in Afghanistan and in the United States. And Admiral Stuffelbeam says U.S. officials are watching carefully whom the rebel groups arrest.
We have made our wishes known that we would like to have access to detainees and that there may be some that we might like to have more access to.
The U.S. interest in these detainees comes as the Bush administration reviews how it might try terrorist suspects in military tribunals. One unresolved issue is whether the tribunals would be set up only in places where defendants would not be able to seek additional legal protection. That could rule out U.S. territories where civil courts might have jurisdiction. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said this week, for example, that the island of Guam is not a likely venue because it is not under military jurisdiction. At the Pentagon today, spokeswoman Victoria Clark turned aside questions about whether people such as Abdel Rahman might be tried before a military tribunal or even where such tribunals would be set up.
We are taking that very, very slowly. There are lots of serious issues that need to be addressed. We want to do it right. We want to do it very carefully.
Finally, a word of caution today from the Pentagon about reports of more territorial gains by the anti-Taliban forces in Afghanistan. A Northern Alliance leader was quoted today as saying his troops have entered the southern city of Kandahar, the last stronghold of the Taliban movement. But Admiral Stuffelbeam said he and others have learned to take such reports, in his words, softly.
I have seen the report made that Northern Alliance has entered Kandahar. That could indicate the Kandahar province, but I could not confirm, and I've not seen any reports that any opposition groups have entered Kandahar city at this point.
Stuffelbeam did say Kandahar is now surrounded by opposition forces, and he said the Taliban movement is fractured and no longer capable of cohesive military action. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.